When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
He's creepy and he's spooky. He's really, really ooky. He's all together kooky. It's Alex Andy.
Oh, that was so sweet. No one's ever written a song about me before.
I wrote it last year. I've been practicing all year.
Wow. Christina, you... If you know what? Honestly, if I would have guessed, I thought you were only practicing for a week.
Oh, really? Was it
yeah,
that good?
It was,
oh.
That's what that means, yeah.
Oh. I just realized that literally means the opposite.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for the compliment. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween a week early.
I told Zandy I finished episode 100 last night.
And I didn't understand what that meant. I was like, wait, but what about my part?
Nobody does. So, I just hope it'll work because it's too late now. I'm way too committed for this, so we'll see what happens.
What's nice is no responsibility comes my way.
That's true.
I didn't do anything.
Just ratings and any potentially damning, monetary changes. Just kidding. No, I think it'll be fine. I hope people enjoy it. Please listen to it, everybody, just for my sanity's sake. Please do.
As if they're going to specifically skip that one.
I don't know.
That seems weird.
Because it's
okay.
Different.
If we have
I'm
to beg
they're...
you to listen to a specific episode, there might be something wrong. I'm just kidding. I'm sure it's wonderful. I'm excited for it.
It's just me singing that song.
Oh, then yeah, everyone's going to love it.
Okay. Anyway, this is our long-awaited Halloween episode.
Oh yeah, long-awaited.
We've both got reviews, and they're both really good.
Oh,
they're both really good. I've used up all my creative energy on
we
this.
We have one each, and that's it. They're both so good.
We did used to do that, which that was a lot of pressure to pick one each.
That's true. And then it made the episodes 15 minutes and we were like, oh, this is great and easy.
Yeah, that was actually kind of nice. But instead, we have several and they are from Halloween all over the internet.
Yes, just spooky stuff.
Spooky stuff. And I think I'm going to start with probably the spookiest of all. Which,
oh, man. Starting strong. Eek.
Double eek. It's a product I found on Amazon called Brock's Turkey Dinner Candy Corn. Now, I'm going to read you the description of this candy corn. New to store shelves, a full course meal presented in a unique mix of candy corn flavors. Brock's Turkey Dinner includes all of the traditional Thanksgiving favorites, from roasted turkey, green beans and stuffing, to ginger glazed carrots, cranberry sauce, and sweet potato pie.
Excuse me? Wait.
Now available at your local Walgreens.
Is this still candy corn?
Yeah, it's candy corn flavored like turkey and green beans.
That's foul. No pun intended. That I'm being very serious. That is disgusting.
Yeah. And so what was wild to me is were the 1-star reviews where people were somehow shocked that it was disgusting.
That's like eating those Bean Boozled and being like, oh, this one tasted like boogers. Gross.
It's like them saying, this one tastes like boogers. I thought I'd love it, but it's actually pretty gross.
They might be one of those people that loves the taste of their boogers. And then they're like, hey, maybe they should use my boogers for the flavoring.
I could make better booger beans than this.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I'm ready.
I'm just going to read you this review by Molly. Oh, my God. Do you see the cat behind me? That just scared
me. What the heck?
Out of my freaking mind. His little head appeared.
He's a little spookster. He's getting into the spirit of things.
He's not. Hi, Junie. He thinks he's a little witchy cat. Hi, Stinker. Okay. Holy cannoli. That scared me. Okay. I'm going to read you this review. 1 star by Molly of Turkey Dinner Candy Corn. Verified purchase. Okay. I normally will eat anything that doesn't get out of the way fast enough. Out of curiosity, I bid on 2 bags of these on eBay and outright bought another 2 bags to make sure I could try them no matter what. Bad move. Whomever greenlit this idea is probably in the Federal Witness Protection Program. I love candy corn, so I thought, how bad could these be? Obviously, quarantine has stunted my normally vivid imagination because I was truly shocked at how inedible these candies really are. I brought a bag over to a family member's house hoping they would like them, or at least think of someone else to give them to, but for the first time ever, they politely asked me to please take them back home with me.
I love that.
For the first time ever. I'm like, how often are you bringing weird shit to their house? So now I have an open bag of these at home and one in my suitcase and 2 more unopened bags at home. I'm not even sure rats or pigeons would eat them. Catfish bait? By far the biggest waste of money and sugar ever. End of review.
That last bit was probably pretty accurate. Mm-hmm. That was a waste of sugar. But
4 bags she bought.
I feel like there's a deeper problem here, and it's not with whoever came up with this idea. It's with whoever thought it would be a good idea to bid on multiple bags of it on eBay and then buy 2 more.
What? Okay, so that's what I don't get. If you're bidding on them on eBay, why not just buy them on Amazon to begin with? Like,
I don't know.
She's like, I bid on them, and just in case I didn't win, I bought them on Amazon also.
Like, I'm like, they're cheaper on eBay, maybe? I don't know. But still, like,
also sketchier.
Why wouldn't you just buy a bag and try it and then go from there instead of... Anyway, but can I just say something? I freaking love candy corn. I've been Googling...
really?
And I'm one of those people that loves candy corn. I know that is a rarity, but love it. Unfortunately, vegan candy corn just doesn't exist.
Oh, there was one. I think this didn't have gelatin in it.
They have milk products, egg. It's not even a gelatin thing. Like, there's one that Target sells.
Someone was like, I bought this because it didn't have gelatin in it. And I was like, mm-hmm. It's turkey flavored.
If those are vegan, I don't even care. I'm not trying those. Just this, they're really the concept isn't vegan. So
the concept isn't really humanitarian. It's actually like pretty demonic. So I think maybe nobody should be eating this. It's immoral.
But no,
through and through.
I've honestly been searching for vegan candy corn because I love candy corn so much. But I would never look at this product and think to myself, because I love candy corn, I'm going to love this. That's not how it works. That's like saying I love jelly beans, so I'm going to love the booger jelly beans.
Yeah, but she didn't even say I love she did say I love candy corn. That. But she also said I will eat anything that doesn't get out of the way fast enough, okay. Which is really frightening.
That's hilarious, but yes, quite alarming if you're in their way.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Anyway, so there's that.
That's a whole lot.
It's a whole lot.
That's a good start.
Your turn.
I like that one, actually. Okay. My first one is of The Darkness. It's a haunted house experience thing in St. Louis, Missouri.
Ooh.
They have like zombie laser tag. Like, it's a whole Ooh. Thing. I clicked on about to try to get a little blurb about it, and it was like 20 things I could have clicked on to learn more about.
Oh.
So I thought, you know, I'm just going to tell everyone it's a haunted house with random attractions. But they market themselves as the number one haunted house in America.
Oh, okay.
So that's how they market themselves. Don't at me. I don't know shit about haunted houses. That's not my opinion. My neighbor has a great haunted house in their backyard that you don't even know about. Okay.
This is a deep cut, but hey, does your employee still work there? I'd like to invite her to my neighbor's haunted house. No? Does anyone remember?
I remember. That was from the sex store, right?
Yeah, when he was like, hey, does Janet still work there? Whatever. My neighbor's having a barbecue.
Christina, I never remember references to our own podcast,
well,
but that one is
listener, I literally brought
deep.
It up like 2 weeks ago also.
Oh, maybe that's why.
So that might be why.
I was like, that must be etched deep. Okay, no, not that deep. Etched very shallowly. Okay. This is a one-star review by Jonathan of The Darkness. Too small of a walking space. There's no way you can see where you're going with the amount of stuff hanging. The moving objects that pop out hit you. The outside characters get in cars and touch you like no other. Personally, will never go back, especially since a clown got in my car without my permission. Since COVID is going on too, they shouldn't even be able to be within 6 feet of you. End of review.
And then the owner response is, we don't have a clown that works here. Holy shit, that's horrifying.
Right? Okay, and also, I didn't realize this was written, written a week ago from now. I didn't realize that until the last line about COVID. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah,
first of all, this place is open. Second of all, you're going and then blaming like these employees, these workers who are, I don't know.
They got in your car.
Doing their job. Like, okay, so but that's too far. Okay. That's too far. That feels like one of those where you have to sign a waiver going in. I don't know if that's true, if you have to sign a waiver for this one, but I know there's that, the really intense ones, I forget what they're called, but
yeah, where you like have those.
To sign a waiver and they're allowed to do whatever they want to you, and they waterboard you and they lock you in tight spaces. It's, yeah. So anyway, I don't think it's quite like that, especially because someone said that this is suitable for people for ages 14 plus.
And especially because it was like a clown got in my car, not like somebody tortured me for 3 days.
True.
The basement.
Yeah, but it did say that people touch you like no other, so
never mind,
especially during COVID. Like I'm gonna just go out on a limb here and say I think this is a bad idea.
I'm concerned for the safety of multiple people in that state right now.
Yes, and could you imagine those employees having to do this every day?
No.
Interacting with all these people so closely? No.
I mean, they don't have to get in anyone's car, I don't think, but like...
You never know.
I guess. Maybe it's part of the job description.
Maybe they have a quota of cars to enter.
Man. Now my friend at the sex store will never come over because she's heard all these horror stories.
That's so sad.
It's really pretty sad. Okay. Now... I did something that I
regret.
Don't regret one tiny bit.
Oh,
I went on Common Sense Media, which, if you recall, is where I found those reviews of like
it was movies, right?
Diary of a Wimpy Kid and all that. Yeah, it's basically where kids are allowed to write reviews of movies. Again, I stand by Christine 2020. Stop giving kids internet.
Mm-hmm.
But Common Sense Media just won't listen. So this is a review of It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Oh no. And it's a one star? Sorry, I'm getting ahead of things, but
it's a one star by teen age 14.
What does teen have to say?
Warning. Contains sexy stuff.
Stop. Wait, are you serious? Oh, I need to watch this movie again.
Warning, contains sexy stuff.
Oh no.
Not for kids. The word blockhead is used, among other bullying. Linus and Sally have...
Is this going to be about, like, sexual tension?
Yes! Linus and Sally have constant sexual innuendo.
What?
That's not even what that word means.
Constant. Just a constant innuendo. It's like they're looking at their relationship as a metaphor. Just, you know, yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Linus and Sally actually aren't characters. They're actually deep metaphors.
But hey, a 14-year-old using the word innuendo, I'm horrified and impressed at the same time.
Okay, I'm glad one of us is. Linus and Sally have constant sexual innuendo. Violence is shown through Halloween costumes and also through Snoopy's...
Snoopy's what?
I'm so sorry. This is the end. Violence is shown through Halloween costumes and through Snoopy's flying a scene.
Oh. Yeah, okay, maybe that one is like, I don't know, but my goodness.
Snoopy. Also, then at the bottom, Snoopy. Which I didn't realize you could do, someone checked this review, read my mind.
I do not want to be in that person's mind, either of them.
You know, and you can do like, this review is cool or helpful. Yeah. There's one called,
unfortunately, I do know about that.
Read my mind. And I guess somebody, some other teen was like, they hit the nail right. Their English teacher was like, finally, they get it. They're using the word like, innuendo properly.
For once, I think boomers would like hate this. You know, yes. Like normally boomers would be like, our teens nowadays are watching all this terrible stuff. But in this case, they're like, what is this stupid teen talking about?
But not my stuff, right? There were a lot of reviews on Amazon where people were like, this is kind of mean. Like, they keep, like, hitting each other, or, you know, they're saying stupid and blockhead and whatever, and then people were write, like, you snowflake, blah, 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 and it was like, holy crap. Yeah, anyway. Your turn.
My next one. This is just a bad one. I don't like this. Okay.
Uh-oh.
There's a big main problem I have with this. Okay, this is of Netherworld in Atlanta, Georgia. This is a haunted house, and they have, apparently have a 15-foot tall rock golem.
Oh.
And rooms that move.
Oh.
So some interesting stuff there. But anyway, here is a review by Marsha. 1 star. If I could give it a 0, I would. 4-hour wait. We were headed through like cattle. Body to body. You could see the people on both sides of the maze. Not scary at all. $38. I would have rather given it to the homeless. The worst haunted house I've ever been to. And then multiple emojis. End of review. So this one caught my eye because they're like, hey, this $38 that I spent on this haunted house, if I had a choice between this haunted house and giving it to people, the people who are in need, I'd probably give it to people in need.
That's precisely where my mind went, yes.
And I'm like, but wait, so you're using that as an insult.
So they're saying basically like the worst possible thing I could do with my money is give it to people who might need some food during this lovely autumnal season.
Second worst. The first worst is to give it to this haunted house.
Right, right. But so they're saying this is the worst. But now you've won out and you are even worse than all these needy people.
Yes. Oh, I'm like, God. Shouldn't you just give them? Why don't you just help people out anyway? Like, why does it have to be a thing where you're like, okay, next time someone brings up a haunted house, I'll give some money to the homeless instead.
Maybe I'll just throw it in their face.
It just seemed really like rude and like, why are you throwing that in there as if it's something to like, I don't know. Are they trying to brag?
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
No, not at all. It reminds me of when people say, like, this food was so disgusting, I gave it to a homeless person outside, and I'm like, wow, check yourself, man.
Yeah, seriously, people.
Yikes.
Check yourself, people. Gosh.
Well, that's great.
It's terrible, right?
It's pretty bad. Okay. It's just like,
I did not like that.
It's definitely a double take.
That's why I threw it in there. So the first review I read because I was like, okay, get people in. And then I'll read them
with the clown?
Yeah, the clown. And then I'll read this one that people are going to groan at. And then the rest aren't too groan worthy.
Then you're just going to bum everyone out. Got
it. Not in the same way.
Well, I have one that's probably just going to bum everyone out because it's another child writing on the internet. And this is a 1-star review.
Why are you finding all these children on the internet? Are you seeking them out? Well, obviously you are by going to Common Sense Media, so.
I'm trying to make a statement. Just talk to my PR team.
I will not.
This is a review of the movie Spooky Buddies, which is a direct-to-DVD family comedy in the franchise of The Buddies, like Air Buddies, I think. Air Buddies?
Air Buddies, it's called Air Bud.
No, I know Air Bud, but then there was like Air Buddies came later. Remember Francisco was obsessed with those?
Is that like a puppy version?
Yes, there are all these puppies and there's like a whole team of them.
Oh, my bad. Okay, I didn't know.
Spooky and so there's buddies. Space Buddies, Super Buddies, Snow Buddies.
Oh, yeah.
I'm reading this list. I don't know it off the top
of my head. I see. I was impressed by you.
Oh,
but no,
she
I'm
had
not.
Santa Buddies. And so anyway, now there's Spooky Buddies and oh my goodness,
I'm not gonna spoil anything, never mind.
Yeah people
I just looked at the cover and I was like, wait, okay,
it's very continue. People were very upset. So I'm going to read to you a review written by kid, age 11. And this is a 1-star review. There might be spoilers, BTW. In case you were like hoping to see this action flick and keep the suspense alive. I honestly don't understand why people find this movie so shocking. Disclaimer! I wrote this in paragraphs, but CSM, Common Sense Media, changed it to a huge block of text. Thanks, CSM. It's still written in paragraphs, so I don't know like what happened or why they're so angry. Anyway. Okay, let me start off by saying this movie is a low 3 stars in my book because my younger sister likes it. I would have picked 3 stars, but the rating system on this website says that that is just fine. It's really not. Moving on, I am awestruck at how some people think this movie is too violent, too much searing, too much sex, etc.
I am awestruck that people think, I haven't seen this movie, but I too am awestruck. People think that there's too much sex in the movie Spooky Buddies?
It might be. He'll explain. This child will explain why.
Okay. Of all people, I don't want to hear this from a 12-year-old child.
11. Or is 11?
Sorry. I don't want to hear about how there's not that. Okay. Two ways this could go.
Sexy stuff.
either this person, this 11-year-old, thinks there's just the right amount of sex in Spooky Buddies. There's not enough of it.
You're right. There's none. There's way worse.
So I guess three ways.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that their argument is there is nothing. Because otherwise I really don't. Oh God, don't well me. I don't want to hear this. Okay, go. I'm so uncomfortable.
I have seen this movie, man, many, many times. Because I have a sister, as mentioned in the paragraph above. For the violence, there is pretty much none. In the beginning, there is a part where a big black dog tries to eat some puppies' souls. One of them...
Whoa. That sounds pretty fucking violent to me.
I read that and went, I don't want to see this movie. It sounds upsetting.
No, it's terrifying.
Apparently it traumatized a lot of children, which like, yeah, same. One of them is turned into a ghost and the others are presumed dead, I guess. At one point, someone gets knocked out, I think by a trash can lid, but I'm not sure. I haven't seen it in a while. In another part, someone gets blasted/electrocuted with a magic staff, but is not injured in any shape or form. He kind of just goes flying and gets back up again. That's about it. Okay, so the scariness is the main thing people seem to be complaining about. Yes, the dogs dying at the beginning are kind of sad, but they come back to life at the end. This is on the low end of the dog death spectrum.
Oh my God, I would love to see this. I'm picturing it like hand drawn in
spectrum,
pencil.
You mean?
The spectrum and like all these like these names of movies.
Oh my God.
From like Lassie to All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Oh, that's true. There are, I don't know why any adults make children suffer through this. Okay. This is on the low end of the dog death spectrum, definitely below pretty much any of the classic books you may want to read to your children. The big scary black dog really isn't frightening at all, in my opinion. My sister first watched this when she was 4 or 5, and nothing ever scared or bothered her. I think this will only be scary for extremely sensitive kids. Sex. There pretty much is none. I think there are some people in there who are married.
Okay. Didn't expect that, but I'm glad it went this route. Okay, continue.
At the end of the movie, 2 bullies are hiding behind a bush and are implied to be nude, but that honestly sounds way worse than it is. That's about as far as it goes. In the language section, I think someone may have said dang, darn, shoot, or something like that. Now, on to drinking. It is implied that a group of partying people think someone is drunk with the line, "It looks like someone drank a little too much punch." Quality. This is not a good movie. The other Buddies movies are better. The only thing in its favor are Beagles, because Beagles are great. And, sorry, I can't think of anything else. The acting is terrible, and I think that Disney just made this movie as a cash grab. Only watch it with your 4- to 5-year-old child for a spooky Halloween movie, but even then, there are much better child-appropriate movies out there. Thank you for reading this, and have a good day. Warning, this movie contains consumerism. End of review.
I actually have so much respect for this 11-year-old. Oh my God.
Very many big words.
No, an 11-year-old writing all of this? Like, this full movie review that's on a site that's meant for people like them to review movies so that adults can, like, know what to show their children.
You're right.
Or other children to see what they would like. I'm honestly very impressed by that review. It seemed very level-headed and had, like, but it
However,
was great.
However, my only question
funny.
Is... When but this child
no
says,
matter what you say, I'm going to say they're 11 years old. So, but continue.
No, no, this isn't even about them. My only, well, okay. Maybe it is. Actually, maybe it is. Because it says, I'm awestruck at how people think there's too much sex in this movie. But I'm like, none of the reviews on this website said that. So who are you talking to? Or like, where are you getting this idea that people think this is a sexy movie? Like, I don't know where that...
That might have been my fault. I did publish on Medium.com. I published an article about the sexy nature of Spooky Buddies.
Called, like, Young Boomer Sandy.
No, it was like nature. It was a positive thing. It wasn't about complaining about it.
It was like in defense of the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, and saying,
no.
But nowadays, got it.
No, it was...
It's a good coming-of-age film.
it Spooky Buddies really led me into adulthood. That is so true.
I do love the theory that, like, they're married people in it.
Well, I thought that was really adorable.
They
said that. I thought it was very okay. And then I don't know. They presented specifics saying, "Hey, this is why somebody might see this movie as violent." And presented the times, like, didn't hide those, and said, but my 4-year-old sister enjoyed it. I don't think it's too much for me as an 11-year-old. I thought it was weirdly...
I don't mind when dogs' souls get
well
eaten
put, the whole thing.
And okay. Die. It's fine with me. I don't think it's too violent. Anyway, I'm 11. Can you imagine? I have this, like, fantasy built up in my mind where one day I'll read one of these, and then somebody listening goes, oh, shit. Like, I wrote that 10 years ago on the internet. That was me.
If that's true for this person, I want to meet you.
You know what I mean?
Especially because at the end, when they're 11 years old, they're already saying, warning, this contains consumerism.
They use the word cash grab.
But they're fucking right.
Probably, yes.
I'm making assumptions. But it's Disney. I'm allowed to assume that about Disney.
About Jesus. Financials.
So, yeah. Maybe that's why I'm so impressed, because they ended it saying it was a cash grab and warning parents about consumerism. I love that.
I do too. This is my new friend. I've decided.
Hey, I called it first. Fine. I was the one who came in swinging with positive things to say on my fists.
You can befriend the teen first.
Okay, I'm hoping they're not a teen anymore.
Me too.
That sounded creepy too. You know
yeah,
what?
Never mind. We don't want to be friends with this person. We're just going to applaud them from afar.
We will applaud them from afar. All right. My next one is of the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. It is now a place of interest for ghost hunters and for tours. So you can go and tour the whole place. You can also do overnights, or what are they called? Lock-ins or lockdowns. I don't know what they're called.
Paranormal
where you go in,
lockdown.
They lock all the doors and you're stuck in there overnight. But you asked for it. So.
Yeah, that's precisely the exact
description. It sounded really aggressive, but I mean...
It's kind of what you're getting. Yeah,
you know what you're getting into. If you're wild enough, let me just call you wild because I don't want to be insulting, but let's just say I would never do something like that.
I know you're getting dangerously close to insulting like a cross portion of our listeners. And
probably
also
a majority
me.
Of them. And also you. I know. I held my
target.
Tongue.
I know. Don't worry, guys. I'll take it.
So this is a TripAdvisor review. So it has a title and it's titled Not Good, Sad, ..
Okay.
1 star. But not in the way you think.
Oh.
I know. You're immediately thinking like,
yeah, it is
like,
sad.
No, just wait. Just wait.
It sounds like the title of a Spooky Buddies review. So sad.
Oh, no. Could you imagine going to that place with your quote-unquote ghost equipment, your duffel bag, and they lock you in. It turns out all you brought is a DVD player and a projector, and you play Spooky Buddies on repeat.
It's the scariest night of all. Like,
that would get the ghost moving, because they would not want to watch that.
Just like jump out all the windows, yeah.
Okay. Here we go. I had been looking forward to going here for over a year, and I'm sad to say it was very underwhelming. The building itself looks really cool, and the free museum downstairs was amazing, way better than both tours we took put together. Do that instead of the tours, it'll save you time, money, and first world heartache. We did one 90-minute historical tour, which was disappointing, and one 90-minute paranormal tour, which was very disappointing. It seemed like something a 6-year-old would come up with, done by a lady that reeked of wet dog. The only thing insane here is the price of the tours. I want to ask you a question. Uh-huh. So now we get into the meat. It's just one more paragraph. But based on saying, using the words heartbreak, saying it's so sad, what would you expect from this reviewer now to say?
They're using this tour as a cash grab, much like Disney used Spooky Buddies as a consumer as a cash grab, when in reality we're just profiting. They're profiting off of the torture and sadness of poor mental health conditions of the 1800s.
Mm-hmm. You would think. You would think.
And I would think, but I like don't think, because I know better. But
that is what I thought reading this, and so I thought, okay, there's no way I'm using this, because agreed, like yeah, there are this it's, yeah, but here we go. Also,
Oh God, now I don't even know what to expect.
Dumbest take in the world. Okay. Also, I'm not a big fan of all the liberal propaganda there. Oh. Society was much better when the crazy people were locked up away from the rest of us, where they could have an eye kept on them, instead of being homeless vagabonds, best case scenario, or engaging in mass killings, worst case scenario. And sure, in many ways, things sucked for women way back when, but it isn't like men were sitting around on thrones living the life of leisure either. Most were working backbreaking jobs on farms or in factories, trying to support their families, assuming they were lucky enough to survive the wars they were forced to go to support other people's interests. End of review.
I literally could not have even imagined where you were going.
Exactly. I'm so glad I stopped to ask you, because
Alexander, I cannot even. This just like gave me whiplash, and I kind of knew what was coming, and I still couldn't even expect it. Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
You literally think, oh, it's so sad, but no, it's their sadness is, why is this place closed? This should still be a thing.
I tried to bring my sister here, and they just gave us a tour, and they wouldn't take her. Like, what?
I asked if they still did lobotomies, and they told me that was an outdated practice.
The tools were behind glass. I couldn't even... Oh, my God. Alexander, I'm so stunned. Like, you don't think you'd be surprised anymore by these, but, like...
I know. Seriously? This one got me.
That's just so on the nose. I mean... Who wrote this again? Do we know?
It almost read like a joke. I don't have the name.
My goodness.
But it read like a joke, that last paragraph, but I really don't think it is the context.
I mean, there's so much wrong with it. I'm not even going to begin. Like, I assume the people listening to the show are not like, I don't get it. What's the big deal? Like, we all kind of know what's wrong with that, but holy cannoli. Mass killings. What are you talking about?
Yeah, saying that. Oh goodness. No, you know what? I'm not even going to try to analyze this person, because they have very problematic reviews.
That's like, wow.
Reviews, yes, and views. And
their views are okay, but the reviews.
Now that's a problem. And I didn't say this, but I forgot to mention where this is. It's in Weston, West Virginia. So if you're curious about it to learn more.
Was that like a veiled note?
No. I don't even know. I don't know where the person's from. So the person probably isn't even from there. They traveled there, right?
With their sister. Because
they said they were looking forward to going there for a year. So it seems like a trip.
They were like, I can't live with this lady any longer. I need to drop her off somewhere. I mean, I'm just like wildly blown away, because I know some about the Trans-Allegheny. What is it? Prison or asylum?
I know something about this place. I know two
words of it.
They call it the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum.
Lunatic Asylum, right. And then there's the Waverly Hills Sanatorium, and they have like body shoots where they would put people in this, like, body shoot them. I mean, it's like sounds medieval. Yeah, it's fun. No, it's like sounds medieval the way they, like, you know, had to not had to, but the way, I guess, the resources they had to, you know, attempt to quote unquote assist people with mental illness. And they would just like, when they died, launch their bodies down the body chute. And I'm just thinking, like, I'm sure it's a similar place, you know, from a similar time period. Yeah, and this lady's literally going, it was so much better back then.
I'm just blindsided by that. But yes, this place was operational from 1864 until 1994.
Whew.
And it was operated by the government of the U.S. state of West Virginia. So, yeah.
If you ever see those lists of people that were like reasons you could be sent away, like nowadays, it's funny because it's just so ridiculous. It's like menstrual problems. Like, it's just the most like wild list of what could make you a quote unquote lunatic. And I'm just thinking, whoever this reviewer is, like, they're probably speaking out of turn and would be sent there themselves. So I don't know. Like, yes. You're not
so
safe.
True.
You're not safe.
Well, that was what was so interesting about them mentioning women specifically, because I assume on the tour, they got that whole spiel.
Sure.
They were told, hey, women were sent here for things today that obviously are not issues.
Right.
But back then, they were sent there for because of their menstrual cycle.
Like, what? I miss those days. I wish I could live in those. I mean, wow.
I don't want
to know
disgusting.
This person in real life.
I almost didn't use it, I'm going to be honest, because I really didn't like it.
But I just think it's absurd that like nobody is going to read that and go like, yeah, I agree. You know, I mean,
it feels made up, but, and also I see the word liberal propaganda and I think, oh God, people are going to add us about how we're bringing politics into things, which I'm not afraid to do, but
there's no liberal.
Then I start
line
reading
here.
And
there's
I
no
think, wait, what,
here.
What does this have to do with being liberal?
In
I don't
1885,
understand.
There's no, it doesn't matter if you're liberal or not. If you,
or you're just telling on yourself if you think that good treatment of patients means you're liberal. Then
on every level,
good healthcare.
Like, right, good healthcare at all. Well, I mean, I guess network. Okay.
Well, yeah, that is okay.
Anyway, this is a one-star review. this is sent in by Jessica. So I searched Halloween in our inbox because I figured there would be some, and I found this one from Jessica, who says, I was looking for reviews of Howlow Scream, the Halloween event at Busch Gardens. I knew you guys would love this. I fell down a rabbit hole of this lady's reviews, and at least half are for different Dunkin' Donuts locations. So this is a one-star review by Kathy of Howlow Scream, which is the Halloween event at Busch Gardens.
Dunkin' Donuts expert.
Yeah, it does say that Kathy, she has 260 reviews and is a local guide and has 630 photos. So
a guide to Dunkin' Donuts, which is useful in your community.
Only Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah, well, yes. Hold your praise for one moment. So this is a one-star review of Busch Gardens Howlow Scream. Would give it no shining star emoji, because I will not celebrate Satan and give him glory, and that is want Halloween is praising Satan the devil.
Yeah, I take back my praise. That is not useful for the community.
You really misspelled Satan twice, which I'm like, you're not.
And that was of
hard.
A Dunkin' Donuts, right?
No, Halloween.
I'm kidding.
Oh my god, I was about to kill you. I was like,
Busch
dinner.
Gardens. Okay, I remember. I'm just kidding.
So, you asshole.
You got so mad. I was like,
I
no, I'm paying
mad.
Attention.
I
swear.
Like, I'm talking about Satan the devil, and you're not giving me any fucking attention here. I just love that, like, instead of writing no stars, she like found the really shiny star emoji, just not a regular star, but like the one that's going woo, and then also spelled Satan twice.
Satan.
Which, yikes.
Stick to the emojis.
Stick to
you
the
know.
Emojis. They
you
seem
have
to
just
work
used
well.
A devil emoji. Use a devil instead of
Satan. That's like the kind of person.
Well, maybe they kept typing Satan. They were like, oh, there's no Satan emoji. Okay, I guess I'll just keep it typed out.
Truly, though. And I'm like, if you're this person would be the worst fucking devil worshiper, or I guess not devil worshiper, worse, because they're fucking spelling it wrong. They're probably going to accidentally summon him.
So true. Out of anger.
So the pastor at their church is probably like, Kathy, you need to stop trying to run the prayer circle because you're going to do something really wrong in. You're bringing some bad things in here with your bad spelling.
It's like when websites have they buy up the domains for misspellings, or when other like when trolls will buy up domains with a little bit of a misspelling to either lead like for political purposes to lead people away. I think there was one, I forget what it was exactly, but it was something similar to voteforDonaldTrump.com, but it actually went to a pro Biden site, I think.
Yeah.
it was something similar to that. Or anyway, I'm imagining the devil creating all these spells. I know nothing about what I'm talking about. The devil creating all these spells where that using the word Satan to trick people who are dumb into summoning him.
And God just didn't get there. He didn't pick up. He didn't get to Go Daddy on time. They call it God Addy. Sorry. Fucking stupid as shit. God. I'm so sorry.
That was so funny. I really love that. I want to applaud, but people get annoyed if you clap into a microphone. That was hilarious.
Yeah, they'll get mad if you
I actually
applaud,
really thought that was funny.
Make fucking dumbass jokes. Okay.
Am I a problem if I found that funny? That I'm.
No, I appreciate it because I'm sure you're the only one.
That is hilarious. Oh my God.
I needed that. Thank you. Well, the business responded. The Busch Gardens owner responded.
Okay. That's wild. Okay, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, but why would they even bother?
Hi, Kathy. As your review does not describe a personal experience at Hollow Scream, it has been flagged for review for Google. End of response.
Oh, I like that.
Nice. That's actually Satan himself trying to get a grip, get a hold.
She summoned Kathy's. Him. It worked.
He's like, I know how to get to Kathy. It's all her reviews. That's how I'll suck her in.
You know what? Satin would own an amusement park. So true.
Especially Busch Gardens, am I right?
Oh, yeah. I've totally been there and have an opinion about it.
Isn't it named after a beer? I don't know.
It's spelled the same way.
Maybe that's what
it is. I don't. Maybe a last name?
Perhaps.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Walt Disney World was named after a film company.
No.
Disney.
Really? Yeah. I just thought they had the same last name.
The companies?
Yeah. The people.
There's no person involved here. It's just companies all the way down.
Oh, I thought it was a beer. Okay, I get it. I'm sorry. This is so headache-inducing.
This is stupid. Okay. So is our entire show always. That's kind of the point.
Yeah.
My next review is of... I'm not going to read it in Japanese.
Oh.
Because I'm going to go ahead and say the city, though. Try to. Fuji Yoshida, Japan, has an amusement park called Fuji Q Highlands. And within there, there's a haunted attraction that you can visit. And it is designed... This is from... I found this on Ranker. Designed as an abandoned old hospital. As the story goes, years before, some doctors at the hospital decided to harvest and sell organs. The vengeful spirits of the patients came back and got rid of all the doctors, turning the hospital into the haunted building that exists today. So it's an attraction within a theme park. And apparently you're allowed to go in and tour it at your leisure. According to this article, it takes about 50 minutes if you take your time going through. Anyway, here is a one-star review by Geraldine. They ran out of tickets for the attraction, so we did not get to experience it after driving 2 hours to get there. They should get rid of the ticket process and just have the haunted house stay open as long as the park. No tickets required. End of review. People just drive me nuts.
Do you think she also brought her sister and was like, I just want... to leave her inside.
This place seems, I think it's really cool the way they do it. It seems very well structured. I like based on what I've read, and I like the way they allow you to go through it yourself instead of a specific plan. But yeah, that means that you have to be a little more stringent when it comes to tickets and the number of people that get in there. You can't just let any
Geraldine in.
Oh, Geraldine. But yeah, I picked that also because I had read so many reviews that were the opposite, saying most haunted attractions weren't strict enough, saying, oh, like, you are letting people cut in lines.
You'll just let anyone in.
You're letting too many people in. So they'll complain about 4-hour lines, and then they'll say, oh, but it's too cramped and too many people are allowed in.
I just feel like nothing you've read today makes me want to ever go to I'm not a haunted attraction person. Yeah. I'll go to Waverly Hills or Trans-Allegheny and do a lockdown any day, but I will not go to a fucking jump scare, whatever you call it.
You can find me at Waverly Place, and that's it.
Waverly Place?
Yeah. With the wizards.
The wizards.
Yeah.
The That's a very niche reference, I think. Maybe not. Maybe not.
I don't think it's as niche as you think, but
I think it's niche for me because I didn't know I had a Disney Channel until I was like 15, but
yeah. I've never watched it, but I'm still referencing it.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I have a review. Now, Alexander, this is the first one I found, and I saved it for last because I hate it the most. And this, I said, Blaze, I'm looking up reviews for our Halloween episode. What should I look up? And he said, why don't you look up a hedgehog costume? And I was like, okay, well, aww. I guess I can do that. So I found this website. It's a mascot website. And essentially, they have thousands upon thousands of every type of mascot costume and not mascot costume you could ever imagine. And Blaze and I were looking through and we were like, they must just like create the designs and then like if someone happens to buy it, they'll like make it, because it was like hot dog with mustard costume, hot dog with relish mascot, like just the most random shit. They had 26 different minion costumes, mascot costumes. And so I didn't find a good hedgehog review, but I did find a review of the lovely, this is the title, lovely Despicable Me mascot costume. And a lot of them, it was like also, Blaze and I figured out, we think some of it was, I think, a furry thing because there were a lot of animals that was like their own separate, like kind of personified animals, right? And then there was another whole thing where we were like, I think this is for people who do like at Times Square or whatever, and they're like Disney characters, but they're like off-brand. So it would be like Red Monster, and it was like Elmo, but not. So this was actually called...
They're trying to corner every market.
Every single market. so this was called the Lovely Despicable Me Mascot Costume. I'm going to... It's literally the worst thing. Do. Every time I open my freaking computer, this is what I see. I'm sending it on Skype.
Oh, no. Why is that? Wait, why is... Lovely?
Lovely.
I mean, I would look lovely
Isn't
in that, but...
Isn't he lovely?
Oh my god, I have it full screen now.
Okay.
I'm pretending it's you talking to me.
We have to put this... Can you describe it?
No.
Okay.
No. I won't even dare to try.
It's a minion in black and white stripe overalls with like half closed eyes, so he looks like he's a little sultry. And he's kind
the
of
hair
weird.
Is the best part.
He has like two
strands.
It's
like Homer Simpson hair.
He has like two strands of hair and he's waving his arms around. I'm going to put this on our Instagram. I don't even care.
Yeah. That's.
So this is a 1-star review by lovely. Matthew. It's short, so pay attention. Of the lovely Despicable Me mascot costume.
I'm looking at it right now.
1-star by Matthew. My wife loved it. End of
no. Matthew's wife. I'm not one to kink shame, and I still won't.
No, I'm certainly not. But also, why is it
but,
1-star?
Why is it 1-star? I will shame that. I will shame you to the end of days for leaving that 1-star review, but not because your wife enjoys it, but because, oh, maybe, you know what?
Uh-oh.
I got it.
Yeah. I know
I
where
figured
your head's
it
at.
Out. One day, Matthew and his wife scrolling through town. Out of the corner of their eyes, they both spot it.
A yellow movement.
The lovely yellow movement across the street. And she stopped, stared for a while, turned back to Matthew and said, I don't love you anymore. And that was it.
I'm leaving. Oh, my was worse. Mine was way more horrific. So let's go with yours. Mine was that he got home from work and said, honey, I'm home early from my business
trip.
Oh,
no.
And walked into the bedroom and saw this thing. And he said, wow, she just loved it too much. I never stood a chance. Look at him. I never stood a chance. So anyway.
Head on over to our Instagram at Beach2Sandy to see
the
what
sexy,
took
I mean,
Matthew's
lovely.
Wife away from him.
Oh my god, Matthew never stood a chance.
Holy god, this is something. Isn't it lovely?
Isn't he lovely? Your turn.
Well, thankfully, I just have redemptions left.
Me too.
Thankfully. Oh boy, this is something. Okay. So this first one is from my friend Spencer, who sent me a review of Forest Lawn Long Beach, which is a cemetery mortuary in Long Beach, California. This is by Elizabeth. 5 stars! R.I.P. to my grandparents, XOXO. End of review.
Oh, no!
I weirdly was really like that one.
I know, at least
because
it's positive. I feel like Elizabeth's parents were like, could you say a few words at the funeral? And she's like, no.
I left my review on Google. What more
Isn't
do you
that
want?
Enough?
Oh, my God. Because I'm picturing those. They have those online books where you can leave your condolences.
Yes, your guest book. Or, not guest book. Yikes, that's probably the wrong word. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I tried to describe it without using words. And then
steamrolled you. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, it felt like one of those.
Aw.
But on Google for everyone to see, like, who wants to go there?
What if she just writes that on all? She's like Arby's on I-45.
And accidentally wrote one that happens to be of a mortuary.
You never know. Just leaving condolences all over the planet.
Hey, you know what? Whatever works. If that helps you and makes you feel better, you're not hurting anyone.
Except that Arby's, who's like, can you please stop acting like people died here? Nobody died <That's>... here.
Okay, never mind. Yeah, okay, yeah, you got me there.
Okay, I have a redemption now. Now, this is from Heather, who says, hey, she for Sibs. I was looking for a Halloween costume for my son and reading through the Q&As on Amazon and had to submit this. Thanks for all the laughs. This is the only podcast I can get my husband to listen to with me. So this is Alexander. This is Alexander. A review of
You keep saying this is Alexander. And like...
Sorry. This is a review of a Sonic the Hedgehog hat, maybe. There's not a picture, but it looks like it's a costume that you put on your head.
Like it's just the head. Okay.
I think it's just the head. It's a hat. Yeah. Sort of. For a costume. So I liked it because I discovered it and I went, oh, hedgehog, just like Blaze told me to find. And instead I found the lovely minion, but then Heather was like, here's actually a hedgehog costume.
Good, good, good. I'll take it.
So this is actually a Q&A, and somebody asked, will this fit a 10-year-old? And now the first person responded, I do believe it would fit a 10-year-old well. The second person, Jason, wrote, yes, it was bought specifically for a 10-year-old and it fits him perfectly. And then A. Anderson stepped in with their own answer, and it says, hello, Jennifer. I do believe you are wildly underestimating the potential of this hat. This hat will not only physically fit a 10-year-old kid, this hat will fit them when they grow up. This Sonic the Hedgehog cap will fit them through the arduous path of adolescence and drive into successful adulthood. This hat will help your son or daughter through their first emotionally difficult breakup and hug them delicately with the attached blue cotton chin strap. This Sonic cap will give them speed in times of immense doubt and godlike power in times of weakness. It is long fabled that when Michelangelo originally sculpted his famous David, he intended to sculpt the perfect man wearing this Sonic cap. However, the increasing price of marble at the time proved problematic, and he opted to create David with a head of curls instead. While in truth I cannot count the number of times this particular hat saved my very life, I can tell you that I would be a mere shell of a man without the unwavering, inexplicably extraordinary presence of my Sonic the Hedgehog cap. It is hand wash only, though, so do be careful there. End of response.
I don't doubt any of it.
No, it's fully accurate, I can guarantee it.
Oh my God. As a lover of Sonic the Hedgehog,
it's beautiful,
absolutely.
Right?
But one thing that I don't know if I would question it, but they said in times of immense doubt, it gives you speed. Is that normally what you want when you're doubting things?
Yeah.
Speed?
Just a good distraction.
Gotta go fast.
Whatever doubt you have, just run away.
Run away? It's Forrest Gump. Hey, true.
Run away from your problems. It's healthy.
Yeah.
Unless you're talking speed, like the drug.
Oh, we're not. Unless that is part of the Sonic the Hedgehog lore.
I really hope
I'm not familiar with that, but.
I really hope not.
I hope not too.
So thank you, Heather, and your husband for listening to our show.
Yes, thank you. Wow. Thank you for that, especially that moment. That struck me pretty deep.
It like leaves a lasting impression.
Yeah, I will not sleep tonight.
I do love that right after that, the answer just says, yes, it's accurate when it says one size fits all, it has a Velcro strap. It's like, did you not see the last answer? Like, you can't, like, step aside. There's nothing
more that needs to be said.
Right, step aside.
Back off.
Oh my God, the next question literally is, can I do parkour in this hat? And Dennis wrote, the hat is a bit loose, but can be tightened with the strap. You can run with it, but I think it will fall off if you attempt any parkour acrobatics.
Good answer. Okay.
Anyway, I learned more about this stupid hat than I have about anything else.
Stupid.
Sorry.
Rude. Okay. You don't have the speed necessary.
Clearly.
To get out of your doubt.
I'm full of doubt. I'm going to call Satin later and devote my life to him.
Careful.
I know. I'm like, I shouldn't say that. Oh, did you just send that to me?
What?
Alexander, I swear to
God. I
didn't. Remember with the freaking Smash Mouth? It happened again.
Oh, it does that. It that happened to me and I didn't make...
That's stupid.
When
lovely
it happened
minion
with the,
just reappeared on the
asparagus screen. When we recorded that one time.
And the Smash Mouth in the freaking... The stupid Dilbert dispenser.
You literally just talked about summoning Satin and boom. The
Alexander,
minion pops up.
I said I'm devoting my life to Satin and then the lovely sexy minion appeared. Oh no. Also,
and if you are still doubting whether or not you should look at what this looks like, you gotta look. It is something.
You have to look it up. It's talk about Satin. Devoting your life to
those
the dark
eyes.
Arts. Those eyes indeed. Those half-lidded eyes. I was going to say, also I found out Sarah was the one who sent me the M&M dispenser.
Yeah.
Who also sent you your godson, Monty Jr., the Hatchimal. So Sarah, thank you.
I did
publicly
see that.
Thank you. I did email you back also, but I want to give you public props.
All right, I have one more. This is from Mary, who wrote in saying, while shopping on Amazon for a Victorian-style nightgown for a Halloween photo shoot, I stumbled across this review.
That's fun.
Love the show, guys. Thanks for keeping me sane at work, Mary. Here is the title of the product. It is a women white nightdress, short sleeve, vintage nightgown, Victorian sleepwear lounge dress.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's basically exactly as
I
described.
I always wonder
it's
if I'm allowed to wear nightgowns.
Victorian style nightgown.
I want a nightgown.
This is a 5-star review by Susan titled Beautiful. Verified purchase. Early reviewer rewards. I don't know what that
title
means, but it's in there. So I'm giving you your props. Perfect for being awoken by ghostly moaning at midnight and tiptoeing down the creaking staircase of my Victorian mansion with my kerosene lamp to investigate. End of review.
Oh my God. But that just gave me shivers. I'm like, I want some Wuthering Heights nightgown action like that.
It really puts, like, exactly puts you in that place, and that's exactly what I imagine would happen when
I
you
saw
wear this.
I saw the tall windows, I saw the shadowed branches shining in from the outside. Oh my God, it the moonlight. The moonlight. I want
it's
this
werewolves.
Nightgown.
Oh, no, wrong thing.
I must own this nightgown.
Man, that was something.
I love it. Well, thank you to everybody who submitted things that you submitted a long time ago and we just happened to find in the inbox. thank you for everybody who is listening and for all these weirdos writing reviews on the internet.
Yeah, thank you all so much. And since I'm not going to be saying anything apparently next week for next week's episode, thank you all for getting us to 100 episodes.
Yes,
which happens
you.
Next week.
Thank you for that. We'll be back for 101, hopefully. I don't see why we wouldn't, but...
I mean, I don't know what's going to happen unless apparently like maybe she's announcing something and the episode 100 is like an announcement of our retirement just without me realizing it.
It's an announcement of me devoting my life to Satin and escaping this mortal coil that we call the Earth.
So it's a complete surprise to me, just as it will be for you all. So enjoy it. I hope I do, too. It's the first episode I'll actually listen to.
Oh, good.
like on Spotify or something.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoy it.
So I will hear your voice next week?
You sure will.
Okay, can't wait. Bye, everyone.
All hail Satin! Is that good?
Yeah, I was just going to let you summon the minion. in peace without me being involved, and now you involved me by asking how I felt about it.